Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Unexpectedly, we decided to do a Wednesday evening show.
We did hand that in a little bit.
And we actually have a meeting tomorrow to go to. So we knew we wouldn't be here. But we're all yours tonight. So I hope you have your questions handy and you're ready to roll.
Interesting.
Oh, no, what's going on?
Just keep talking.
Yeah, I will. We had some issues internet-wise last night. Something weird was going on. I stayed up later and every message I tried to send never got anywhere. And then finally, we found out our internet provider went boom. So we were out without internet until 12 hours later.
Yeah, there was, we might not have heard it, but it was stormy last night.
It was?
Mm-hmm. They said there was thunder and lightning in some places in Norfolk.
Well,
maybe it was storm related. You know, I'll never tell you.
Then it struck me, I could have used my hotspot. Never even thought about it.
For what?
To put my internet on. I mean,
or you could have just used your phone.
Well, yeah. Excuse me, everybody.
If you're just surfing the internet, you can do the surfing on your phone. It's just a smaller screen. Away, surfing USA. But yeah. So that's, and then it was on when I woke up, beautiful. Then it started getting choppy and went away again. So they must have been working on it.
I think they really like screwing with us.
No.
They
don't.
I meant the ghosts and the goblins.
I mean the whole neighborhood. It wasn't just us. It wasn't just this one house, mind you. That's the way it is. All right.
I'm having problems getting over there. But. But
all right, I'll do it. These are cards and she does them. All right, let me get into my thing here, okay? The call-in show, Blog Talk Radio, the number is 515-602-9676. When you call in, I did a test. It worked. I thought it wasn't going to work at first. Maybe I misdialed, which is a lesson to all. If you call in and have an issue, call right back. Because when I did, it was cool. You'll hear the show. You'll get in the queue. It says you can listen while you wait, and that is what happened. And it went successfully. And we will see you, and we will get to you when we get to you. If you're international Facebooker, or if you are an international caller, you must let us know, and we will indeed give you international live shout-outs. Typically, we have a bunch at the beginning, and right now, it looks like people are starting to enter here shortly. Facebook sends out notifications if you'd like to follow Psychic Love Doctor Show, but there's no actual common time. Some people get notified right away. Some don't get notified for a long time. It's really bizarro. So you just can't predict how many people are going to roll in the Facebook show
at first.
Because some people say they don't get it for 5, 10, 15 minutes, we've heard even. You know, so it's bizarro. Okay, I did all my spiel. You want to do it in reverse order and talk about your cards? Oh, wait, real quick, let me finish. Oh, no, I'll go back to my spiel. I gave the number. Go back to Deb, and then I'll talk about Facebook and my card.
Ordinary playing cards. These are the cards we are using in our readings. And I know there's a lot of interest out there. Those that would really like to learn this, it becomes an awesome back pocket career. Or you can actually hang out your shingle once I've credentialed you. And I am the only living subject matter expert of this method. So I have the ability, I have the power that you're going to sing.
I've got the power.
There it is.
Old 80s freaking
sure.
500 decibel in the dance clubs.
I can credential you, and it is a actual credential, all right? I just want to mention that because so many are interested. I always hold first a completely free class, and you really don't have to go on much more from that if you prefer not to. You can gain enough from the little bit that I'm going to share with you. It's actually quite a bit. But those of you that want to become professionals, yeah, you're going to have to continue on. So just remember, so there's no confusion. These are ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle, and not any of the other systems that are out there. Just want to make that clear. Also, with each of the callers or those on Facebook, hey there, Facebook.
Facebookers.
Yes, I will be using a full 24 card layout for each recipient of my reading. And that may take me a moment to get it all together. I prefer not to go ding, 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 you know, just roll out a few cards. I don't like to do that. I'm much more comfortable with the entire playing field, call it, in your life. Okay, in front of me. So.
Truth.
There you go.
All right, let's see. We talked about the phone numbers and the callers. Also, Facebookers. We're going to try to do alternate Wednesday if we can, which is the one time where a lot of times our Facebookers get left in the dust,
mm-hmm.
crying in the wind and stuff, because a lot of international folks that cannot call in. They would like to, but they cannot because they are not filthy rich and have an international call-in plan.
Right.
So we will take the Facebookers. And Facebookers, it will be audio or video messengering to Deborah Lee. Not the Psych Love Doctor show. That won't go through.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be to Deborah Lee. So, and we'll let you know when to do that. Don't just start doing it. There's no queue system like the cool phone system. It has a nice automatic queue, put you in the queue, and everything's great. You hear the show. Facebook does not have that. International shout out to Laura from Canada. There we go. We got
hey,
our first
Laura.
One. I said it. We got it. So it begins.
Good to hear from you.
Yes.
Or see you, I guess I could say.
Right. Yeah, you know, hear, see, that's a lot of those words that we use a lot that we don't care about the meaning when we say it. It's cool, it's cool. I hear you, you know, stuff like that. That is the sound of hops. And in this show, it means two things. It does mean the one synonymous thing you think of angels. It also means, kind of devil-wise, you're reading what Deborah's done. Don't piss us off. It's over. We got to move on. We got to make time for other folks. So we play the harp so that you know it's like a transition. You're transitioning your reading because it's free. It's concluded. It has a time constraint. And we're going to transition to another reader. But when we do so, we're going to give you an angel card reading. Tonight's flavor is the Lighted Goal Pathway Oracle cards. Now, these have a message of goals and stuff. These aren't too wordy. I think the other one we have is a little bit wordy. Some of them are. But it's okay. And we got a couple decks that are similar on that. The other one, I don't remember what the other ones are called. But we have so many decks, it's confusing.
It's good. No,
it is
I
good
think
to have choices.
Good.
No, I'm not. I don't mean confusing in a bad way. It's good.
Have you ever thought of maybe putting them in one of my big baskets and just mixing them up and drawing out?
There is no randomness, only because they're not the same size and thickness and stuff. So different size, different shapes. The big ones are going to be more likely to get grabbed, so you take the randomness out of that. Yeah, because that stuff matters if you're going to do that random thing. It does that.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie pokey. So that's the deal. We've gone over the rules. Gonna anybody? Oh, I didn't I didn't do because you were busy trying to connect. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our disclaimer. That is actually very important. Not so much that we're slinging poop at you. It's just that there's a million things happening, right? Even as she's doing the reading, there could be a series of events outside of the cards that are happening, and they're dominoing in, and it's going to change something on that reading. So don't just say, hey, that's house gone, kids gone, divorce the wife. You know, I'm going to freaking get 15 dogs and go in the dog business or something because I had a good reading. That's our disclaimer. Just remember. I think, therefore, I ate. So let's do this. Caller is 203 in the state of Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Pat and Chance.
If it is, remember, we have one of those.
Hello.
But it is this time.
It is.
90%.
Hello there, darling.
Welcome in.
Okay, we've had a long day. We're hanging out in the car before we go in, and I'm going to let you choose, Deborah. Hi, Jimbo. You can either do a reading on Chance, or you can talk to me about my future work, whether I'll be losing stuff and gaining stuff.
Leaving? I'm sorry. What were you?
I screwed up.
I'll let you pick. You can do a reading on Chance if you want. Or if you can talk about, you know, I think you told me, and you're correct, work situation is changing with these dogs. I don't know how much I'm already losing stuff. They're no longer going to use me to house sit. These dogs are going to go to a kennel, and I'm really concerned about one of them, but I got to stay out of it. But that means I lose a big chunk. And I just have a feeling that they might, you know, slowly not use me. So it's a concern. It's a fair amount of money that helps me. And, you know, okay, things happen. Will something else come through? And I know it's not written in stone because it's a changing thing right now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah, cards are going down. I'm busy doing my side thing here.
I'll be with you shortly.
Yes.
Well. All right.
Don't do it. Don't pay the ferryman until he gets you to the other side.
Who said that?
The song.
It is?
Yeah, it was a popular song in the 80s.
Really?
Yep, great tune. Now, international shout-out to Sophia in Sweden. Woo-hoo.
And somebody else I see.
They didn't say they were international, though, so I do not give shout-outs until you tell me so if you're new or semi-new.
Yeah.
But welcome to you anyway, whether you're international or not. New, commoner. Yes, you commoners. One of our regulars is what I meant, not a commoner.
No, Pat, you go and dog sit at their homes, right? You don't have them come to you?
No, I don't. And it's not really possible with Chance because, you know, he's just getting so old. And also my place is so tiny. My place is really small. So, yes, I go to their house, which is hard.
Well, you've got another guy coming in who's going to be real good for you financially. Do you advertise anywhere?
I used to. I've just been, you know, so overwhelmed with everything that I have not lately. And actually, I was speaking to Sam, the mechanic, again at the garage, and he's going to start, flipping houses. And he said, if he gets into that, I said, you know, would you hire me to clean them out? And he said, yeah, I'm thinking of getting a crew. So,
that could be it right there.
Manual labor.
Yeah, that could be it, but it's going to be real good for you. And you know something? As we get older, we need to have physical. We need to move around.
Deborah,
I miss cleaning houses so much because of that fact.
Well, then, Pat, you just come on down here.
Whoa.
I've got one to challenge you.
When they're flipping houses, cleaning is a different term.
It's a big deal. It's totally different than cleaning houses.
Cleaning is like rip out and dispose. Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think it's going to be real good for you.
I think it's
real
more,
good. It's right
it's
here.
More fun to me.
Yeah. And
okay.
Do you read the stories on the internet that are legitimate about this, you know, family-friendly, docile dog went and chewed up some lady or a kid? You know, I read these and I think, oh, for God's sake, you know, how these animals can be so unpredictable.
International shout-out to Rachel in Australia and Virgil in the UK.
Virgil is here.
All right, back to
from Pat. New Jersey. Yeah.
Not from New Jersey.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I thought you were smoking dope or something.
No, I don't do that.
Mm-mm. Or dropping acid.
Well, that I might.
Licking mushrooms.
That I might do.
rubbing frogs on your hoo-ha or something.
Okay, back to Pat. Pat, it's going to be good for you. I really like this for you. And, I feel very good about it. And I think that there is going to be a new man in your life. And he is very much into family life and wanting to be kind of a stay-at-home guy. You know, See, when we're a lot younger, we want those go-getters, you know, the ones that will take us club hopping and, you know, to the county fair every other night, stuff like that. And yeah. I think you enjoy him very much. And he's okay. Going to be a really good bed warmer, too.
Okay. It's been so long, Deborah, that terrifies me.
Oh, no. It'll just start out with nice little cuddles. Caresses,
yeah.
Just feeling love. Mm. The right partners don't force anything.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, they'd be called rapists if they did.
Well, if you love somebody, you're going to want them to be as into it as you are when that time comes. Yeah.
Right.
So it's good not to be a rapist.
He right now, your man, I think, is becoming a widower right now.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, it's been long in coming, and I think he's going to be glad for her to finally be at rest.
Some people live to the death do us part of the vow. That's not common anymore, but at least some people do.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I think this guy really is going to want companionship.
Well, no. I'm saying that's actually an admirable is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but admirable that he did that. To the end and nobody kicked anybody at the curb, is the bottom line.
Oh, you know what? I've got to share this with you, Pat. One of the ladies here who's from Florida, she said, I saw a video a couple days ago of a German Shepherd going into the bathroom, lifted up the lid, picked up his leg, potted in the toilet, flushed the toilet, and walked out.
Oh!
That's hilarious.
They might have spent 170 hours of training to get that done since it was a puppy.
Yeah.
But, you know. All right. What else? What do you got?
All right. Well, that's what I've got for
you. That's what
you
got. All right.
Nothing changes.
Stand by for your angel card.
Yeah, don't go.
Subject is give yourself time to heal. The feeling of burnt out leaves you drained. Just one more little thing is too much for you now. Obviously, stuff's piling on with everything.
Yeah.
Rest. Take a few moments off from the chaos to restore your energies. Sometimes
okay,
all
okay, guys, that's great.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you both. Take care.
Oh, thank you too, hon.
Truth.
Thank you. Cancer, hi. He got up to say hello. He's listening.
I don't see anything changing with him. In the foreseeable future, either.
Okay.
There you go.
He's saying, God bless you guys. He loves you guys. Thank you.
Aww. You're welcome, Pat. We love you, too.
Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, hon.
Okay. All right. So the Facebook room is starting to fill up and chatter like we're used to. It started out slow.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I noticed, Deborah.
What?
Is that you haven't been posting the show information on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, only the Deborah Lee show page.
No, I did.
I didn't see it today.
I did. I even went and checked.
Okay. Well, I did just like a 60-second check, so I could have missed it. Hold on, when did you make the show? What time about-ish?
About 2 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. I might not have scrolled back far enough, maybe. Who knows? All right. What is what it is. All right. Like I was saying... It is. I typed it in the room, but I forgot to verbalize it. It is alternate Wednesday. So now we are turning to our Facebookers, but it has to be a messenger audio or video call. The type thing blows up the clock. It destroys
the
clock. All
right. Who are we going to hear from tonight?
I don't know. I let Laura got the word, and now we got a lot of international folks in here. So you guys just got to be ready to answer that. You're going to do it on your computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're already ready. You're already ready. She's ready. And we're only going to wait a few couple minutes. We know that, you know, things take time to click, clack, clack.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Yep. I'll see it after the show.
All right. And we'll see what we can see. See what we can see. I know Laura was pissed off. She still hadn't got a check yet.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I feel like crap when I say something like, well, I think, and I did, I felt that your money was going to be delayed, and now here it is. You know?
It's a relative term.
Yeah.
Delayed doesn't mean like thousands of years, like you've already been waiting another thousand. You know, just that when you're that anxious, every second is like, God damn it, when you've been waiting that long. So
well,
I understand. I
thought if we just...
We're going to just wait another couple of minutes.
Well, Rachel has put a question out.
She can also get on Facebook Messenger. She has Messenger because she has
I've
Facebook.
I've never talked to her.
No time like the present. Send the Facebook Messenger out of your video chat to Deborah Lee now. That would be great.
And you know, don't be embarrassed of your
just go audio.
Accent.
Just go audio.
Well,
I don't think she's embarrassed of her accent. Probably thinks ours is stupid.
I sometimes feel stupid with mine. Even with the Southerners, you know, they'll say kind of hurtful things. Like, why don't you learn how to speak in English?
That's human nature.
The Midwest. We speak perfect English.
It's human nature and the ignorance that's born inside of us. We get used to things that we hear all the time around, especially if you don't. Yeah, remember, things are different now, but back in our day, I'd never seen an ocean until I was an adult.
I never had broccoli.
To me, going south was going to Minneapolis. That was way down south to me. Didn't even leave in the state. So stuff like that.
Right, well, I'm going to roll out.
Sophia, you can call in if you'd like. If not, we're going to roll back to the cards. Roll back to the phones, I mean. Let's do it. Get her done. All right, Facebook window has closed.
All right, I'm
going to
answer Rachel's question real quick.
I'm never doing the show again.
Well.
Because Deb wants to actually get a timer, but this throws the timer in the garbage now.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first.
Okay, just a minute. Oh, Catherine, I got what you said. Maybe you could respond to it. All right. God, I have to collect myself. All right, when are you going to feel better, Rachel? Let's check that out. If it's anything having to do with, like, bones and joints and you're going into the winter, boy, you better keep yourself nice and cozy warm. No, I meant way down south, you know, south, Alabama. And what's another one? Down there, Louisiana. Surprisingly, a lot of people in Texas speak normal. Well, normal. They speak, you know, understandable English. Even them there cowboys. You know what? I don't know what's going on with you, Rachel, but it seems to me that what you have going on is a lot that's manifested from, it's turbulent emotions stirred up for you, and it's causing some, haywire, you know how it can, how people like say that are very high strung, they are type A, all of that, they can end up very easily with ulcers, gastro issues. And so what I'm saying is something around you is manifesting in a negative way internally for you. And it seems like it's a male who is causing some disturbance for you, and Well, anyway, that's what I'm picking up on. And I forgot to put the disclaimer back out there. He's pouting now.
You're pouting.
And I don't know how to get him out of it.
What? Anything goes. There are no rules. Do whatever you want. Yep, we sat down and ironed on all these rules. She just flushed it down the toilet now. So who cares? I don't care.
Well, Rachel, there it is. And you know what? It wouldn't hurt to put a lot of effort into self-care, even if you still need, like, guidance from a physician. Myself, I like going to those that are into natural healing, as well as going to, say, the, you know, medical doctors. And I have one lady, she does collaborative health care. And I try to combine the two. Because the other one, he likes pushing pills too much. It is, yeah, Rachel, it is your son. And you know, I got one too, just like it. So we share a lot in common. Don't cry, honey. You know what? These things are going to get better for you. You're going to have better coping skills. And I do see you feeling better. You're going to get over the hump of this, I guess I have to call it. So hang in there. And I'm glad you asked. Sometimes, you know, we have to let go as much as we can and set a boundary. That's hard. Mothers have a tough time with that, as I'm sure you all pretty much know. All right, Jimbo, what you got?
Oh, we're gonna follow that rule. Okay, my bad.
Sorry,
my bad. Okay, I thought we
Rachel,
were just,
I love you. So
I thought all rules were going in the
to
toilet.
Me, but I appreciate it.
Create move values. Be bold and pinpoint your outlook. Don't be afraid to show your true colors. Because you are unique, and this will differentiate you from values from the social norms.
Well, that is, like, perfect for her. That's perfect. Yes, it is so hard. It really is hard. Maybe you could find a way to do something really positive and productive. Because believe me, you are not alone. You know, and we're all here. You've got us charmed and enchanted with your fantastic personality. And I'm not saying that to be cute. I really mean it. I think you are all heart and soul. I bet the others will agree with me. Louise, hang on. We've got to go back to the phone.
Why?
Because we're alternating tonight.
But rules don't mean anything.
Well, they do.
No,
but
they don't. International shout out to Louise.
She's international. Louise.
That is our Louise in the UK, is it not?
I don't know.
Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
You wrong? Never.
Shit. Don't care. Hey, 520, Lisa, welcome, welcome.
Hello.
You guys are so funny.
Oh, Louise is in Australia. Yes, well. You don't want to watch us this.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah, she's in Australia.
Oh, but she's laughing, though.
How? Yeah.
So I don't know if that means she's joking or she is.
No, I think she's laughing at us.
I don't know. Where, you know what? When you come in here, tell us where the F you're from. Or I'm just going to pick a country randomly.
Arizona.
My little country. Well, we know that. I'll just randomly pick a country. Bulgaria. Kazakhstan. All right.
Well, good to hear
from you. Oh, it's good to talk with you. Oh.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say I enjoy listening to you both, even though it's like brother and sister. But I was going to ask. I'm thinking about this party on Friday. And I'm wondering what the cards are picking up. I know we've touched on it, that it's important just to, you know, hang out with or seek the male persuasion. So
what are you going to wear? That's a female question. When you say you're going, or what do the other say? What are you going to wear?
Yeah, but it depends on the type of party.
Even if it's casual, you can still wear a really nice...
But does she know that yet?
Like, flowing sundress.
What, does she know what type of party is yet?
I don't know.
Do you know, Lisa?
Is it a nudist party?
You just got to wear shoes?
No nudism. It's from, let's see, what is it? It's in the early evening it starts, and till a question mark when it ends. And it's outdoors.
A good party should not have an ending time.
And there's a lot of different kinds of small potatoes entertainment stuff. And
sure.
It's just food, a lot of people.
Food, drinks, what do they got? Food?
Yeah, everything. You name it. Oh. You name it.
Good. Well, I see you maybe as more the Bermuda shorts than a pretty top.
Have they hired a team of sex workers?
I forgot to mention that.
Oh, do you remember a guy from Minnesota Vikings?
What did he do?
He organized a party and rented rented a bunch of little like yachts and stuff, and he flew in a bunch of freaking high quality hookers from Vegas.
Ooh.
Problem was, right. Yeah, it's like that dude, it's like I want that dude to be my party organizer.
Was this in
Fred Smoot? He was Fred Smoot. He played 1 year for the Vikings.
Was it in Minnesota?
He hired yachts and stuff, and none of the people knew about it on the yachts, and they were like, "What's going on here?"
Where are you
going
to put a yacht in Minnesota?
There's a lot of lakes, Deb.
Well,
there's big lakes where the yachts can go. The big lakes are almost like oceans. Yes.
Okay.
Remember?
Well, I only remember Lake Superior.
Well, the Mississippi's a pretty big damn river, too. Sometimes some parts of it are, like, wide. Like anyway, let's get back to this.
Catherine says, no, that's a party favor.
Yeah, he flew them in.
And he better have flown in some good gigolos, too.
It was for his buddies. His guy buddies.
Yeah.
So what if they were gay? What are you going to do?
Well, this was back in the day where that wasn't as cool.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay, well, Lisa... I'm already pretty sure it's going to be a good time.
You haven't put a card
down.
Lisa, she hasn't laid a single card down yet, just to let you know.
But I'm going to.
But she hasn't when she made that statement.
All right, let's.
Just want to put
well,
that
I
down.
Want to get her questions. I was just giving a comment.
I think a party is going to be a good time unless some kind of drama, unforeseen drama happens, but.
Oh,
you don't
No.
You're right.
That wouldn't be this kind of party. It's, I mean, people are fun, and but there's no, what do you say? I don't know. There wouldn't be any trouble, I'm sure. No trouble. No, it's not that kind of party.
It does sound like it has to be a good time, it sounds like.
Yeah, I would think.
Sounds
so.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
is it outside?
Yeah, where is it? Is it outside, inside,
combination? Yeah, it's outside. It's outside, and it's in a nice area, and it's, you know, just nice people. We all meet during the week sometimes randomly for coffee and stuff. So, you know, we have, and then they're going to have local, amateur, different variety of entertainment.
Okay.
Local band. I mean, it's just friendly stuff. You know, it's just a fun time for.
This isn't going to be like a zombie party of sleepiness, is it? Because right now it doesn't sound very exciting to me.
Is there any alcohol?
Well, I'm just saying. Right now, the way she's talking, it sounds like. Well, my coffee friends are going to have a party, so it sounds like it might be coffee at night. I don't know. I'm worried that.
I want to ask you, I want you to describe to me a good party, Jimbo. I want that description. Maybe
that.
I might be missing out.
A good party to me is a whole bunch of friends, but also a whole bunch of strangers and everybody. Nobody's walking in there with a chip on their shoulder looking to fight and rumble.
Right.
But nobody's uptight either. People are okay with
it. You know, there are strangers going to be attending. I'm bringing some friends if they're able to make it. I mean, it's just a very friendly, you know, no one.
Find a skinny dip if there was a pool. Not everybody, some
That's
people.
Jim, yeah.
No, some people, you know, if there was a pool, if there was a hot tub, but then, you know, some people might go in there in their birthday suits, you know, that kind of
Unfortunately,
thing.
Unfortunately, yeah, I wish. No, nothing like that. I wish.
And if there was, like, if there was keggers, they would do keg stands and stuff like that.
Catherine wants to know, Lisa, if it's being catered by Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, God. She must be psychic.
Dare Wiener Schnitzel. Isn't it Dare Wiener?
Dare Wiener, yes.
Yeah, isn't it Dare Wiener Schnitzel?
I've never seen one. Do you think there really are?
Yeah, no, that's
Dare
a real
Wiener
thing.
Schnitzel.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's out west. Anyway, I think this is you here. But...
All right, well.
Okay, all right. Enough of the fellowship.
You
want to
know, I mean, have you and him been getting along well today?
Oh, she...
Well, he's been out on some kind of whatever mission. He goes and helps a friend, and he's just got back, and I haven't had time to talk to him. I'm so tired. I went out and worked out this morning. I've just been having to take care of this and that and that and this.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, we're singing some songs from Blazing Saddles. I'm sorry.
So I think the way it's going right now, you know, he's been banging a lot of doors. I mean, a lot of doors. He wants to talk.
I mean, bang a door, bang a gong, or he could be banging something else. I don't know.
Oh, right.
Bang a gong, get it on. Remember that?
That song was by who? T-Rex?
Yeah, I think it was.
T-Rex.
I think it was a one-hit wonder, right?
Bang Virgil, tell us. Catherine. Tell us.
Catherine's more likely to be the first.
Bang a gong.
Or bang your
by
gong.
By T-Rex.
Get it on.
Oh,
I think it was
bang a gong. Yeah.
It was 80s stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe it was. 80s was good music. Because they were transitioning. It was a good transition.
They were kind of transitioning out of disco.
They were in between disco and then moving into a different style of rock, and that was a pretty cool transition because you had a mixture of both still, kind of, sort of, a little bit. And
you
had
know, it is.
And rap started to come in. It was badass music. Then
it's
everything
a little
just
bit of, it's, yeah. So it's
Catherine's
a hot
sure
lot,
right.
You know, so I'm,
oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Winner,
thank you.
Jeff. All right, cards are down. Let's get back to Deb is the winner with the T-Rex for the creators of the, I don't know what the title is, but we
music
go to
trivia.
Bang your gong. Get it on.
Bang your gong, get it on.
You're going to get it on.
All right, well, you're going to be getting it on too, Lisa, because I
later on,
see,
Catherine, she's having a...
Yeah,
home.
Like
go
I
ahead.
Saw a little... excuse me. See a little thing here that there's going to be an upcoming conversation about the two of you becoming, committed, okay, in a relationship. But I got to warn you, do this carefully and like with kid gloves, because we don't want this turning into an argument. You know, he might get very defensive. We don't want that. But I feel he's the one that's going to initiate this conversation.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Excuse me. And I want you to know, there's a woman around there who would like to have had a go with him, okay?
Please don't tell me.
but he's not interested. All right. So you can be relieved of that. Yeah. When you see her... when you see her kind of laying it on thick with him, you may say something kind of snarky to her later, you know.
Really?
I don't think it's a friend.
Then I don't know that she has the standing to make that snarkiness. But...
How did you enjoy talking to my boyfriend? Well, I saw you over there. You know, we're kind of giving him some goo-goo eyes,
what
and I was laughing.
Oh, dear God. Oh, no.
You're role-playing.
Oh, my God. So this is going to happen
really
like after we decide that we're together, and then Fifth will come up forward. Is that how it goes? Or
the boy, and he's a friend. So he can be called, you're not calling him your lover.
Everybody on earth knows what that really means. You can't just say that. Otherwise, people say friend when they don't mean boyfriend or girlfriend. They say friend. So if you use the, no, you know the social stigma that goes with those terms, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know that.
I'm just saying between her and the woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, you're right. That's I'm not out of that conversation. I'm just saying.
Women watch
each
other.
I'm just saying word-wise, if you say that, you know what you're saying. That's all.
And we understand each other.
Know what that means is all I'm saying.
So is this after he and I have the conversation and then the woman approaches him?
I don't know if you could timeline this.
I think it's going to be maybe at the party.
You already said that.
The conversation is coming soon between you and him about taking this to another level, you know, and
wow.
Yeah, but I mean, we women are kind of like that. I was in a bar once and there was this one time at band camp.
That's right. That's one time at band camp. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, she was over at the bar and my date was there.
She
was like kind of sidling up to him, you know, putting her arm around him and stuff. Anyway, I was standing there giving her such stink eye, I guess you could call it. I was looking over there and a guy friend came up to me and said, "What in the world is wrong with you? You look like..."
Oh, I remember you telling us.
Yeah, you look like you could rip somebody's face off. I said, "Oh, I could. I could." But anyway, that girl looked. And then she kind of got over where she belonged.
There's a lot of different social things that can occur in those events, especially if you have played around with a lot of the members there.
And we women will crawl over each other for a man. We will. So we got to protect with ours.
Oh, dear God.
But that mentality is why it's perpetuating that.
Do you think... Okay, the party is on Friday. You think we might have a conversation like that before Friday, or
getting close, isn't it?
That's 2 days away.
And it may
be a result
of the girl. May even be a result of that. I personally, Bert just didn't call him a dude friend.
That's just going back to 15 minutes ago when we were talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, friend.
Well, because I would, in a private setting with that girl, I would call him.
You just jumped off the middle of the sentence you were telling her about. No, you just jumped off the track.
I have ADD. I'm sorry.
Well, then shut that cover while you're doing a reading. Then pop it back up.
See, Rachel said, get back in your box.
Yeah, shut
she
that,
that
cover.
She didn't that bitch. Get back in your box, bitch. Sophia says guy friend. That's my guy friend.
We're going back 10 minutes again. Not even what she just asked you.
Asking if the conversation was going to happen before the party.
And then you were talking about, well, maybe, but then all of a sudden you went like, oh. You
but
did
the
ADD
party
thing.
Is like in 48 hours.
Ish.
Yeah.
Well, actually, probably almost exactly per time, isn't it? Yeah.
See, I'm not as dumb as I look.
I never said that. What time is your party there, Lisa, on Friday? What is the exact time?
6:00.
It will be 48 hours and 15 minutes. Yes. 6 p.m.
Sometimes at parties, things don't get wound up until
Lisa,
later.
Are you in, well, Nanette, are you in, you're in mountain time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
you're
all. She's
2 hours.
Yeah. She's 2 hours, not three, like you said.
Rachel,
yep.
Rachel's saying you would be hanging. She said Jimmy's hanging with the ladies.
Are you hanging with the ladies?
You would be at that party.
Right, well, you'll have to stand by. Deb has deviated from your reading to go back to typing.
Sophia is saying new moon in Taurus on the 19th of May. Which is...
What the hell does that have to do with her question?
Sophia, please explain. You are the expert when it comes
to... Hey, Lisa, also, just to let you know, John has a long mustache. just to let you, I'll throw some other facts out there too that have nothing to do with your reading.
That is a long mustache.
We'll see if anybody knows where I got that phrase from. Anyway, I just threw that out there.
She says, Jim, we love you.
Cool.
Rachel.
Everybody does except her.
Who?
She beats me up for the shows about rigid, strict standards and time. Getting a timer, getting a rule, doing this. And she goes, no, we're going to just take somebody and just type whatever the hell they want.
He's going to chew that for the rest of the week. I'm just a little bit more spontaneous.
But you're not spontaneous before the show. You're a rigid bitch.
No, God!
She is. This will be this amount of time. We're going to do this time and time. I'm going to get a timer, a sour glass. We're not going to do any more type readings. This girl, Rachel, give me a type reading. But, oh, my God. Why did I just get beat out of me?
I have thought worse things than that. So, you know, it's like water off a duck's back. Yeah.
See, well, the problem is it's the boy that cried wolf.
Yeah.
Because when you start saying all this shit and you don't do it anymore, then I don't even start even caring or listening to the things you want to do. Yeah, she says, yeah, it's going to be a time limit. Yeah, we're right.
I think there's a song like that. The things you want to do.
Want to do what?
What's that song again?
Do what you want to do.
Is that a song?
So overall, it'll be a good party then, maybe. Hopefully.
Yes. Yes, and I think he's going to want to have that talk more so about men looking at you, talking to you. You don't
well,
have
you know what? I better pick my outfit carefully.
That's what I'm saying, girl. Yeah.
Less is more. Yeah. Less is more.
And I have a feeling you've got a really hot body from all the working out. So put
oh,
a little.
Oh, God, Deb.
Less is more. Less
no,
is more.
Right on. No,
right
Jimbo's
on, right.
Right
on,
right
on.
Less is more.
Right. I'm
Jimbo's right. Jimbo's right. I'll wear my granny's bloomers that I've inherited.
Rachel came up. Yes. What are you wearing?
My granny's bloomers that I inherited.
Wear granny bloomers. There's nothing wrong with that. No
underwear.
Shame. Who cares about her underwear? Those
bloomers.
Are coming off.
You know, the 1900s.
The big ass
it was like
underwear.
I've got a good one for you, Lisa.
Actually, you know what? The actual, those granny panty bloomer things, they come off way faster than thongs anyway. they drop 1,000 times faster than thongs.
Spoken like a true expert.
Yeah, the thongs go in the butt cheek and they hold them. They won't come out. Go ahead.
As you're walking into the party, I want you to grab his sleeve and go, oh, my God, you won't believe this. I forgot to put my panties on.
Oh, shoot.
And then say, come on. Let's...
You know what? I would think I was watching, like, The Office or Parks and Recreation because that's not even believable.
Why? Women do forget their underwear.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, but you don't. I don't have that kind of connection with them right now. I'd be scaring the hell out of them.
If you don't wear your underwear, that's a conscious decision. That's not a forget.
And we don't advertise it.
But if you do it right, he's going to stare at your ass all night long.
I don't know that I'd be staring at her ass.
Her crotch.
He'll be trying to do this. You'll be seeing if you can do some lip reading, depending on what you're wearing.
Yeah. If you wear your yoga pants, they'll be lip reading.
Oh, wear your yoga pants. Hell yeah.
But, so, Lisa, I think it's going to be great. I think you guys are entering into the right, what should we call this? The right universe.
Okay, apparently,
the universe.
The right dimension.
For you, too. You know, things are, he is changing. And we have to remember, though, this man has a lot of trauma that's unresolved, unhealed inside of him. When you say to him, I'm moving away, you know what, that's, it's a trigger for him.
So you must pretend that, So you must pretend that your neighbor is seven, is what Deb is saying. You can't say anything negative at all. Don't say anything negative about that, Deb. Don't do it. People are goddamn adults.
All right, Virgil.
Suck it up, buttercups.
Explain. He says, to be inclusive, I occasionally forget to put my Y fronts on. What is a Y front?
I don't know. Is that like an X back? I don't know what a Y front is either.
Is that some kind of weird...
I don't know.
Hole?
I don't think it's a hole, Deb.
Yeah.
How can you put a hole on?
You men have a hole in your underwear.
No, we have. No, we don't. It's not a hole.
What's a coat?
We have. We have. Well, what you get? It's a crotch.
Oh.
But it's not a hole. It's a seam that you can split apart.
Right, like that. Yeah.
All right, well, you call it a hole if you want.
What Virgil says it means underpants. Men often don't. They go, what is that?
This has been very instructional. This has been very instructional.
Oh, well.
The terminology
Yes. Everybody that has listened to the show tonight is a little dumber now instead of smarter. Sorry about that, folks.
Hey, and if you're drinking...
Sorry about your IQ going down tonight. I apologize.
If you're drinking a cold drink that has ice in it, when you go to... Pour some inside your shirt and go, ooh, boy, I could throw off of that.
And if you want to pretend you're a teenager, if he has a hoodie, see if he'll let you wear his hoodie if you want to go teenager stuff. You're giving her teenager advice.
Oh, shit. This works, let me tell you.
To
yeah.
teenagers.
Oh, and Rachel,
you guys are too funny. Oh.
Oh, Virgil, I know you've got man thongs. You can't get up. You've got them.
I don't think they exist.
They're not called that either. They're called G-straps or something like that. I don't know.
No.
What?
First of all, let's give Lisa. Sorry. We're not going to hang up on her. Lisa, your subject is don't take this for granted. Maybe there shall be a leave someday if you're not paying attention and noticing how things are. Serving you or be fearful this person is to you at this life moment.
What does that mean?
This was some Japanese guy that was doing sake bombs, and he tried to write this and said, basically, don't take what is happening for granted. I'm gonna interpret this Japanese dude that he lied on his resume to get this job. He lied on his resume and said, I am fluent in English.
He did.
And he probably made a couple weeks in salary before they kicked his ass out the door.
I'm sorry. It's a riddle.
And I think he said, don't take this for granted. I think what they're saying is, just remember how you got here and remember there's, it could go many different ways. Don't take this particular exact moment for granted.
And speaking of moments, you did a really sexy one with him. The time you put kisses all over his fingers.
How many thousands of years ago was that?
No, it was recent. I believe you said you were in the laundry room. And
oh, I kissed him below the knee, the earlobe.
Yeah, and I remember you said you took his hand and you put kisses all over it. I thought that was really...
If you ever watch the movie...
Go ahead.
If you ever watch the movie History of the World, I call it part one because there was no part two, but I heard they're going to make a part two. There was this part where this chick was dancing and she's supposed to be surrounded by eunuchs. You know, they put them around the queens and
eunuchs.
Stuff. Yeah. And everything she has done has proven that so far this guy is a eunuch.
Oh, not when he put his crotch against her head and he rubbed it there.
Oh, so he's a six-year-old eunuch. And his clothes remained on the whole time.
You need to hug him really tight and wiggle.
They've done that.
Wiggle your, what do we want, your cookie.
They've done all that. Remember, this isn't going off this last fall. This is all, it's all the new things they've already done.
Yeah, but I want her to find out if he's erect or not. Erect. Fort and Woody.
That shouldn't be it. You shouldn't need the CIA to help you figure that out. I don't think you need undercover agents to figure that out.
You can dance with the guy and tell if he's gotten hard.
That's what I'm trying to... Yeah. She would have already known that.
Yeah.
Be that as it may.
And she might just be being coy with us and not wanting to tell.
I don't buy that for a second.
Well, so you are amazing. You get us walking down Dirty Lane every time.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, and if you sit across the table from him.
Well, here we go.
You got to take your foot without, like, your shoe on. And
on the pet inside the thigh, right? Inside the thigh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's ever heard that before. Make sure you do that.
Run it up. Yep. You know, where X marks the spot. Yeah. And then just look at him across the table.
Yep. And then, since you guys are under 18, you can get somebody to buy you some weed or some alcohol if you're doing under 18 things. Let's see if he can do that, too.
You know what I think? You're just jealous.
What am I jealous? I want to know. Stand by. Wait a minute. Time out. I am jealous. What shall it be from?
I think
your oracle is speaking.
You'd like to be there and watch. I think that you're a watcher.
Oh, no. I love watching sports and movies, but I'm negative Ghost Rider. No, there's only one wand allowed at the magic show, and that is my wand. I don't want to see any other wands at any magic show. No.
What do they call it? There's a threesome, and it's two men. They're not allowed to cross swords, is it?
There was that one.
Oh, God.
Show. You don't do it. You just don't do it.
No, you don't.
No, there's only one wand allowed at a magic show. You don't bring another one in. No, ever, ever, ever. That's my rule. That's not every day. That's my rule of thumb.
What if a really hot girl says, hey, I would like you and Harry to do it?
No, I've been in those situations. Like, nope.
You didn't do it?
I don't want another dick floating around. That is totally a turnoff.
You could watch.
No! Well, I don't want to watch that. If I'm hungry and starving, I don't want to watch people eat. Right?
No, but sometimes they pleasure themselves while they're watching.
Why would you do that? If you turn the scenario around, you get the other wand out of it, you can just be in there and you don't have to pleasure yourself. Why would you do that?
But you wanted to do a threesome with two women.
Well, there are 100 women. Two women, five, six, seven. Two is, of course, because there's no other wands in there. We don't need other wands at the magic show. If I, like all those, like that, all these magic shows, Penn and Teller or whatever, these magic shows, no. I'm going to be the only magician. We got a bunch of chicks out there, but there's going to be no other magic wands out there. No. All right, hang on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Uh-oh. And thank you so much. And we alternate Wednesday, so I guess that we're done.
Well, Lisa, we love having you on.
She's still here. She does.
Yeah,
I
love it.
She's
love it so much. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby, baby. What was that? That was Salt and Pepper. Push it real good. Oh, another 80s.
They had some sexy songs.
Those dance clubs. They had that beat for dancing, and they would play it at 5 million decibels. So when you're out there with a chick, and you're trying to talk to her, impossible. You might as well just go to a movie theater where you're not allowed to talk. It's the same thing. Hey, you're screaming, what's your name? And she goes, you see her lips move, but you don't hear a damn thing coming out of her mouth because the music is so loud. Yes, but you know what? We all did it. That's part of growing up. Right. I have alternate.
All right. Who's we gonna go with?
We're going back to Facebook Messenger.
And who's calling?
Deborah Lee. Do an audio or video call. Yeah. We got a lot of people in here, so I'm sure we're gonna get one. We must. We must. We shall. We shall do so.
Come on.
Could give a couple minutes. Lots of delays and stuff, you know. Then they got, oh, so not me.
Well, we kind of
already knew that, Rachel. You didn't bother messengering us. So.
Here we go.
Take it away, Tampa Bay. I should have been in here a while.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
It is Rosemary. I'll put this right here.
Yeah, where are you?
Where are you?
Turn up, palm up the volume.
Are you still in Italia?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
sorry. I'm in my hometown now.
She's Mama-san.
Okay.
Yes.
So, when are you coming back?
Next week. I have to go back to the...
Yeah. Has the trip been everything you hoped for, Rosemary? Mary?
Of course not.
Not really.
Nope.
I had not sit down with allergies.
Oh, you do sound sick. Yeah, allergies.
Good old international travel. You never know what you're going to get.
No. But I bet you've had some good food over there. Ooh.
Yeah.
Out of Florida.
Yeah.
Well, they like their coffee, too.
Oh, yeah.
They do like their coffee and espresso.
Are those that high-test kind of coffee?
They have everything, but typically that's what they like. They have other stuff, too.
All right, my dear, what brings you to the show? What can we do for you?
What are we can stop this week when I get back in town? Mm-hmm. I have paperwork stuff, so
yeah.
He's not filling up with my paperwork.
All right, well, let's see what the future's going to bring when you get back.
What was that? I didn't catch all that.
She has paperwork stuff to do with her, remember, with her unemployment.
Oh, when she gets back. Well, back to that. Okay,
yeah.
Back to that. Nothing related to this. Gotcha. Roger that. Back to what we hate. When we go on vacations and travel, we hate that we have to go back to our damn bullshit lives sometimes.
Well,
not necessarily the lives, but the complications
yeah.
that we leave, but they're waiting for us when we come back. Oh, hey, I'm here. I'm a complication. I'm waiting for you. We hate that.
Oh, my paperwork here. It'll be finally my father.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Okay.
After my book cops. Companion.
Catherine made it back from Tarjay, her trip back from
Yay.
Tarjay. With her...
Boy, they've changed up those stores, haven't they?
Tarjay,
from
not
when
so
they
much,
used
they?
To be.
Yeah, well, they brought the food back in that they had 1,000 years ago. But
yeah, but
that,
they're
yeah.
like super fancy now. Where they never, they were just very...
In our day, they were just like nothing.
Yeah.
They're like Kmart.
Yeah.
Then they got really fancy. Then they was, well, we got fancy but have food and stuff now, so...
I think you're going to be very happy to be back home, you know.